Hi everybody, we've got a new video man on behind the camera today. His name's Joshua Higginson. So this is his first video, so try to keep it steady, son. And we've also got Joshua's friend here, Tom. Tom the snake, hold the camera steady, Josh. And Tom, of course, is a snake. And there's a little verse in the Bible I want to tell you about today about a serpent. John chapter 3, a man called Nicodemus came to the Saviour by night. A very religious man, respectable and rich, and yet had no reality in his life of having a relationship with God and peace with God. He had a lot of religion, but he didn't have the answers. And so he came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And the Saviour began to explain to him the necessity of the new birth. You must be born again. And Nicodemus couldn't understand it. And the Lord says, art thou a master in Israel and knowest not these things? And then in John 3 and verse number 14, the Saviour brings an illustration, a life story from the history of Israel right to the heart of Nicodemus to explain the truth of the gospel. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And that takes Nicodemus away back into the history of Israel. And he thinks about that time whenever the Israelite people began to murmur and began to complain and began to gossip against Moses, against the Lord, and complaining about their lot in life. And you know, murmuring and gossiping and complaining and slandering and talking too much with their mouths is maybe one of the great sins of the church in these days. I often say sometimes when people get converted, they give up boozing and they take up backbiting. They give up gambling and they take up gossiping. It seems to be one of those respectable sins that we tolerate. And yet it's something that God despises and something that God hates. And because the children of Israel murmured, God sent fiery serpents into the camp that are representative of the curse of sin. And they began to bite the people and they were smitten and they began to die. Moses cried unto God, and God says, Moses, make a serpent of brass, put it upon a great pole, and lift it up before the people. And whoever looks at that serpent of brass by faith will be healed and cured and delivered. And the Lord explains to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, that's like the cross. Just as Moses lifted up that serpent of brass, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up upon a cross and bear the curse for our sins. Have you understood that truth? That you're afflicted by sin and that you need a Saviour, that you're lost and you're perishing and you're dying without Christ and without a Saviour. Look to the cross. The Son of God was lifted up upon a cross, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Look to Christ today by faith and be saved and forgiven and delivered from sin. God bless you. Thank you for listening.